He was unbelievable. He's just getting better and better, and he's a great young man. So I didn't realize he actually had 5 sacks on the day. I knew he was awesome. I knew he made a big play for the safety, and I knew he'd been back there. I thought 3, maybe 4, but I didn't realize it was 5. So really, tremendous effort. Thank you. Tremendous effort by Khalil. Defense overall of, you know, forcing field goals and allowing us a chance to hang around in that game, and then us as a team coming out in the second half and getting it done. I'm really proud of our guys.
Did you guys have a talk at halftime? I mean, you looked like a radically different team from the first half.
Yeah, the message was, we believe, let's go out and show that we believe with our effort. You know, we came here to play a full 60 minutes. And so let's make sure we give them a full 60 minutes. And I thought we did that.
Coach, how sweet is it to beat this team in this stadium?
I'm sorry?
How sweet is it to beat this team in this stadium?
it's very sweet. It's a victory we needed. The sweetest thing is, you know, over this last month of the season, we get everybody in our division, and we want to play our best 60 minutes each week out. So there's a lot of room for improvement, but this is a heck of a win to get for us. Well, the run, you know, anytime pass defense works, there's got to be some kind of coverage that allows you know, the quarterback to hold the ball. You know, if there's somebody that's, you know, running free all the time, the ball comes out, he can't get there. So, you know, rushing coverage always go hand in hand. Whenever somebody's getting sacks, it typically means that he's done a good job of beating his man, and that there's been some coverage for the quarterback to have to hold it.
You're rushing only 3 there on the left, because some people don't like it. With him going so well, are you more comfortable just rushing 3 there?
Yeah, we felt like we could generate, you know, the pressure that we needed, and not allow them to get into the throws they wanted to get into.
Was Kondo hurt there? That's why you went for the 2?
Yes.
Did you think about going with a backup? I don't know who your backup snapper would be, but did you think about going with
it? Yeah, we thought about it, and we elected to go for 2 at that time. But, you know, things like that come up during the game, and, you know, you make a snap judgment. That was our choice to do.
Who
was the backup?
Lee Smith. No, not at all. Anybody that is in the position would understand you've got to do what you think is best for your football team. And in that situation, the advice I was given from our special teams coach is it would really be best if, you know, we have a higher percentage of making it if we go for 2. And so, you know, when that's the case, you know, you have to use the information and have the courage to do the right thing for the team. Look, I'm not worried about. You guys can look at it any way you want.
But was it?
Was what?
Was missed due to a.
I can't tell you because I didn't see all the mechanics of the snap hold kick that we will track. I have a better idea tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But you guys saw instant replay. You would have a better idea than I do at this point.
You guys scored the touchdown to open the second half. Was it the safety though that really changed everything?
No, I think all of it was part of, you know, the effort. I think those are 2 huge moments in the game. You know, to be able to go out after halftime, make some adjustments, come out with some fire, and go down the field and score. You know, that gave us a huge lift, obviously. And then, you know, defensively, to really shut it down in the second half and continue to give us opportunities and for us to be able to possess the ball, and then that big, you know, safety and other sacks to close the door. It was a great effort.
What do you think was going on generally offensively in that first half?
Sorry?
Minus 11 yards offense in the first half. Could you figure out what was going on there?
Yeah, you know, they were playing well, and we weren't playing well offensively at that point.
Make any changes offensively or just pretty much keep going with it?
We made some adjustments. We always do. I think we've got a good group of guys that work hard, come in and talked through some things, and went out and you know, put together a big drive to get us jump started in the second half.
Jack, I got into it, but in the first half, holding them to four field goals. Can you talk about that and how good your defense really played and kept you in the game?
Well, that was huge for us to, you know, to not allow them in, you know, by, you know, forcing them to kick field goals down there four different times in the first half, gave us an opportunity. We come out, start the second half, get a touchdown. You know, now it's a one-score game. And one thing I did talk about in here before you get in here is that we talked about at halftime, let's play the full 60 minutes with inspired effort, and I thought we did. Yeah, it was excellent. Excellent. You know, the punting was important. Field position is so important, and you know, in a game that turns into a defensive struggle, and so I, you know, really, really happy with the way he kicked the ball today.
Are you talking to Khalil while this is going on in the second half? Do you say anything to
him? I can't take credit for what Khalil just did. It wasn't magic words that I gave Khalil. We put him in position. We played good enough coverage to give him a chance to do his thing. And like I said, rushing coverage go hand in hand when you're playing good pass defense.
Was there anything you know, Osweiler's been playing pretty well up until today. Was you got to watch him for 3 years here. Was there anything you knew about his game that nobody else been able to figure out so far?
I wouldn't look at it that way. I wouldn't say that. You know, he's a good young player. And you know, he's had a great opportunity to step in, lead a good football team. I think he's done a pretty solid job.
Is there anything you need to tell Derek at half? He had one completion in the first half. Or do you just know that it's not going to be a problem?
We'll keep working. We've got a good group of guys. We'll keep working.